75 Truths from the Old Testament and Pearl of Great Price. Here's just the beginning of what you can learn from the books you'll study in seminary in the coming year. Remembering our divine nature will help us resist Satan's temptations, Moses chapter 1 verse 13. Jesus Christ was chosen from the beginning, Moses chapter 4 verse 2. Knowledge of good and evil came due to the fall, Moses chapter 4 verse 11. Under Heavenly Father's direction, Jesus Christ has created worlds without number, Moses chapter 1 verses 32 and 33. After the fall, mankind was shut out from God's presence, Moses chapter 5 verse 4. Marriage is an equal partnership between husband and wife, Moses chapter 3 verses 18 through 25. Continual wickedness leads to destruction, Moses chapter 8 verse 22. Becoming born again sanctifies us from sin, Moses chapter 6 verse 59. Poor choices lead to a loss of blessings, Genesis chapter 25 verse 34. We are created in the image of God, Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 and 27. The fall brought death, pain, and disease, Moses chapter 6 verse 48. All things bear record of Jesus Christ, Moses chapter 6 verse 63. God weeps at wickedness, while Satan laughs at wickedness, Moses chapter 7 verses 26 through 33. The Lord is with us, Numbers chapter 14 verses 7 through 9. Share the blessings of the gospel with all the families of the earth, Abraham chapter 2 verse 10. The fall made it possible to have children, Moses chapter 5 verse 11. Run from wickedness, Genesis chapter 39 verses 9 through 12. We need to have faith even when things don't go our way, Daniel chapter 3 verses 14 through 18. Repentance changes our behavior and heart, Genesis chapter 44 verses 16 through 34. God reveals his secrets to prophets, Amos chapter 3 verse 7. Joseph Smith is a choice seer, Joseph Smith translation of Genesis chapter 50 verse 26. Keeping covenants makes us holy, Exodus chapter 19 verses 5 and 6. God will help us accomplish his work, Exodus chapter 3 verse 12. God can help us turn trials into blessings, Genesis chapter 45 verses 7 and 8, chapter 50 verses 20 and 21. The Lord is sending people out to gather the house of Israel in the last days, Jeremiah chapter 16 verses 14 through 16. The atoning blood of Jesus Christ can deliver us from death, Exodus chapter 12 verses 21 through 23. Temples provide a place for God to dwell among us, Exodus chapter 29 verses 43 through 46. The restoration of the gospel is a marvelous work and a wonder, Isaiah chapter 29 verses 13 and 14. Trust in the Lord. He will direct our paths, Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. Jesus Christ has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, Isaiah chapter 53 verses 3 through 5. 10%. Paying tithing opens the windows of heaven, Malachi chapter 3 verses 8 through 10. Exact obedience brings heaven's blessings, Joshua chapter 6. Our sins can become white as snow, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Children are an heritage of the Lord, Psalm 127 verse 3. God places us in positions to help others, Esther chapter 7 verses 3 through 6. Don't reject God to be like the world, 1 Samuel chapter 8 verses 6 and 7 and 19 and 20. Ruth was known as a virtuous woman, Ruth chapter 3 verse 11. Seek to have clean hands and hearts, Psalm 24 verses 3 and 4. Obey the prophet in small and simple things, 2 Kings chapter 5 verses 9 and 10 and 13 and 14. Become saviors on Mount Zion, Obadiah chapter 1 verses 17 and 21. God's power is greatest, 1 Kings chapter 18 verses 26 through 29 and 36 through 39. Attending the temple will bring us peace, 1 Kings chapter 8 verses 37 through 40. Family history and temple work turns our hearts to God and our ancestors. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Sarah was the wife of Abraham and mother of Isaac. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. Jacob was blessed, and his name was changed to Israel. Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. God is pouring His Spirit upon all people. Joel chapter 2, verses 27 through 29. The kingdom of God will fill the entire earth. Daniel chapter 2, verses 24 through 35 and 44 and 45. Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, verse 2. The Lord will provide for us one day at a time. Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 and 5. Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac. Genesis chapter 22. Adam, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Moses were prophets in different dispensations. Bible Dictionary, Dispensations. Choose today to serve God. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Look to Christ and be healed. Numbers chapter 21, verses 8 and 9, and Alma chapter 33, verses 19 and 20. Blessings come after acting in faith. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 through 16. Attempting to direct God's work without His authority brings spiritual death. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 3 through 7. Sacrifices pointed Israel to the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Leviticus chapter 1, verses 2 through 9. Entertaining lustful thought can lead to serious sin. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 2 through 4. The Bible and the Book of Mormon are witnesses of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through 17. Our challenges are defeated when we rely on the strength of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 37 and 45 through 47. We should obey the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet. Psalm 119, verse 105. The Lord loves us and will never forget us. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16. God knew us before we were born. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Don't call evil good and good evil. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Obeying the word of wisdom brings physical and spiritual blessings. Daniel chapter 1, verses 17 through 20. Trust God during trials. Job chapter 13, verses 13 through 16. Heavenly Father willingly sacrificed His only begotten Son for us. Genesis chapter 22, verses 10 through 12, and John chapter 3, verse 16. Marrying out of the covenant can turn our hearts away from God. 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 3 through 6. Our ability to recognize the voice of the Lord can grow. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 4 through 10. During hard trials, God watches over us and helps those who seek to obey Him. Ezra chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, chapter 6, verses 7 through 8 and 14. Bringing to pass the immortality and eternal life of man is God's work. Moses chapter 1, verse 39. Fasting helps us defeat wickedness. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 and 7. God has commanded husbands and wives to have children. Moses chapter 2, verses 26 through 28. We were chosen to serve God before we were born. Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. And the millennium will be the 1,000 years of happiness, peace, and prosperity. Isaiah chapter 65, verses 21 through 25. End of the article, 75 Truths from the Old Testament and Pearl of Great Price. Read by Wes Nelson.